Yes, good morning and thank you, Mr. Chair. We actually just sent out revision 1 documents for the informals 14, 15 and 12. So they should be forwarded just now. I will maybe quickly go through them verbally and hopefully in time we can have it on the screen also. So maybe to start with the document also that you mentioned, the informal number 13, this informal was only aimed at UNR 8308 series, and the only change included in here was with regards to the proposal to amend the scope on the reference masses. We had a couple of discussions with the different stakeholders here, and basically the conclusion that we came to is that this kind of change for UNR 8308, for UNR 154, and UNR 168 at this point in time could not be, let's say, concluded or supported. So therefore, of course, for the time being, there is no further proceeding on the informal document number 13, as it was the only change that was included in here. Then maybe if we come to the next informal document I mentioned, it's informal document number 14. Informal document number 14 proposed to amend UNR 154, and the topics for change were again the scope amendments and the topic of the, let's call it, drainage or condensate removal for the exhaust system. Again, as said before, the scope change was not concluded, so therefore, of course, no decision on it yet. That's why we, for the revision 1 document that we sent out, removed for the time being the scope change. The change that is still included is the update on the, let's say, drainage or condensate removal. There has been a lot of work and amendments to that proposal, and the most up-to-date version of the proposal is then part of the revision 1 document of informal 14. The next step, let's say, that we concluded on is that this informal 14, let's say, would be forwarded to the experts meeting or workshop for the WLTP that we have on Wednesday afternoon and probably a couple of times until the next GRPE session, and that it is, let's say, refined and finalized in that framework of that workshop or workshops. Then for the informal document number 15, looking to amend UNR 168, the topics included in here were again the change on the scope with regards to the reference mass, and also, which we a little bit skipped on Monday, it also included editorial changes or corrections, primarily regarding the type approval marking and the type approval number that were still present in the current version of UNR 168. So the conclusion here, again, for the scope is identical. So it is the proposed change is removed from the revision 1 document. However, the other changes, the editorial changes, were in general supported by, let's say, all the other stakeholders and contracting parties. So with the revision 1 document of informal 15, we only retained the amendments for the corrections on the type approval number, and we would seek to have this document adopted in this session, that it amends the working document, I think it's number 20, that we have already adopted for UNR 168, so that in one go we have the clarifications on the three-phase evaluation for petrol cars, as well as the editorial corrections and changes for the type approval numbering. And then lastly, the informal document number 12 that we submitted is regarding UNR 8306 and 07 series. The topics included in here in the original version of the informal document are the changes with regards to the scope, the changes that we proposed for the drainage topic, let's say, and we also included some updates with regards to the filter standard that is referenced in the document, in UNR 83. UNR 83 references a version of that filter standard of 1998, I think it is, and the most current version is 2019, so we thought it would be a good option to update it here. And so maybe to come to the conclusions on the different topics that we have in that informal and a accordingly are reflected in revision one. Based on the discussions we had no objections with regards to the scope change for UNR 8306 and 07 series, as there is no potential misalignment to current EU legislation, as its 06 and 07 series is not applied in the EU. So the scope change is still included in the revision one document. Also, the filter standard amendment, we received no objections on that. So again, this is also included. And the topic on the drainage or condensate removal, for the time being, we removed it off this informal document. The only reason is, of course, that we do not wish to have any kind of different wording now maybe proceeding in this informal document for 8306 and 07, whereas at the same time, the proposal for UNR 154 is discussed in the WLTP ad hoc meetings. So we cannot make sure, let's say it like this, that the current version of the proposal on drainage would not be amended further, and we do not want to have different wording than in the 06 or 07 series of UNR 83 and the UNR 154. So the drainage topic would be addressed for UNR 83, 06 and 07 as soon as we have finalized the proposal or wording for UNR 154. So this was, let's say, the short walkthrough on the discussions we had and the outcomes, and sorry for submitting the revision one documents so late. I hope they are now already, at least via mail, received. And of course, if there are any questions or comments, I'm happy to answer on that.